From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, October 15th. Incarcerated firefighters in California are about to see a historic pay increase. That's after new legislation, known as the Firefighting to Freedom Package, was signed by Governor Gavin Newsom this week. NSPR's Claudia Brancart has more.
Inmates who fight fires are paid below the standard wage, making between $5 to $10 a day, according to the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. Now, when fighting fire, they'll be paid the federal minimum wage of $7.25 per hour. The legislation also requires the state to pay a death benefit of $50,000 for incarcerated firefighters who die working a fire. It also streamlined the process to get conviction records dismissed. In 2024, inmates contributed 42% of the total hours spent fighting fires, according to the state. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
And fire safety advocates are disappointed after Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed a bill that would have changed California's approach to preventing wildfire destruction. The California Report's Mari Bolaños has the details.
The bill would have called on CAL FIRE to model the fire risks in the state and estimate how risk changes as safety projects like defensible space or fire breaks are completed. While other states do long-term strategic planning for hazards like hurricanes, California does not do this for wildfires. Fire experts and policy advocates have pushed for this planning for years, but this was the first year such a bill made it to the governor's desk. In his veto message, however, Governor Newsom said that with the state's fiscal pressures and a hostile federal government, the planning would cost too much unbudgeted money.
That was the California Report's Mari Bolaños. In other news, California's public higher education systems aren't doing enough to provide affordable student housing. That's according to a new report from the state auditor. A study of the UC, CSU, and California Community College systems found each has failed to assume a strategic leadership role in planning more housing. The auditor's office found the systems don't conduct centralized planning efforts to increase student housing and instead rely on individual campuses to make their own plans. The state auditor recommends the legislature clarify in state law that systems should assume stronger oversight in planning campus housing. This would include requiring them to regularly assess unmet student demand. The auditor says systems that receive state grants for affordable student housing could lose them due to a lack of monitoring. Also, the number of homeless people in much of the North State has decreased. NSPR's Alex Stutzen reports.
That decline is according to the draft report of the latest point-in-time count from the NorCal Continuum of Care. This year's survey counted over 2,300 unhoused people across Del Norte, Lassen, Monoc, Plumas, Shasta, Sierra, and Siskiyou counties. There are nearly 200 fewer unsheltered and sheltered homeless people than in the 2023 survey. Most of them are single and over the age of 35. Shasta County has the most unhoused residents of those surveyed and saw an increase in its homeless population since 2023. The report notes veterans and people who are chronically unhoused are important groups to consider when approaching homelessness solutions. Each year, volunteers conduct a survey of unhoused people at a specific time as a metric for tracking homelessness and trends among those who are unhoused. NorCal COC is set to approve the findings later this week. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutzen.
Additionally, military personnel are expected to get their paychecks today, but it's unclear what will happen after that if the government shutdown continues. According to the Appeal Democrat, a nonprofit supporting Beale Air Force Base is asking local grocery stores to provide 10% discounts to active duty service members and civilian support personnel. President Trump said over the weekend troops will be paid at least for this pay period. But military personnel have gone unpaid for as much as a month during previous shutdowns. And Republican Congressman Kevin Kiley is calling on his party leadership to bring Congress back to Washington amid the ongoing government shutdown. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports.
Speaking from his office in Washington, D.C., Kiley criticized House Speaker Mike Johnson for canceling floor sessions as the government shutdown has dragged on for 2 weeks.
I am calling on the Speaker to bring the House back immediately so that we can get in on with the ordinary business of the House. And also, if we're here, I think there's a better chance that we'll have, that we'll be able to reach a bipartisan agreement that will end this impasse.
Kiley noted that the Senate has continued to meet, but that House committee hearings and legislation has been put on hold. He also says he's having his own paycheck withheld until the federal government reopens. Kiley's district includes communities in Placer County, east of Sacramento, and spans down the Eastern Sierra to Death Valley. He's one of California's 9 Republican members of Congress. The state has 52 seats. Laura Fitzgerald, Cap Radio News.
Also, Governor Gavin Newsom has signed legislation requiring law enforcement agencies to disclose when they use AI to write or help write police reports. The California Report's Mari Bolaños has the details.
Bay Area State Senator Jesse Areguin wrote the bill. He says he's not opposed to the use of AI. He just wants transparency, accuracy, and accountability for the courts and the public.
We're just saying have a disclosure so we know that it was used, keep the first draft, have the officer sign the document.
Many attorney groups and data privacy advocates supported the bill. While some law enforcement groups were opposed, Areguin said he amended the bill to address their concerns in an effort to at least win their neutrality.
That was the California Report's Mari Bolaños. And finally, Chico residents may have noticed City Plaza has been closed since Monday. City Manager Mark Sorensen told NSPR the plaza is being treated for pest control operations and the application of pesticides. Sorensen didn't respond to follow-up questions sent over, including what the city said to the unhoused people who live in the plaza. According to the Enterprise Record, the plaza should be reopened by this Friday. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, October 15th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.